Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nasan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasio Mordechai.
Nazir Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara says after the two dots, Boi Rami Barachama, Hani Arba Taglachios, De Ka'amar Mishum Mitzvah, Oy Mishum Avure Seyar Tumah. L'may Nafkamino, L'avure Ben Nosha. I amras mishum mitzvah la'avuri b'nasha loy. I amras mishum avuri seyar tumo afilu sachio nasha nami. Tosfos and the Rosh both explain that the iboy, even though the Gemara says arba taglachios de ko'amar mishum mitzvah or mishum avuri seyar, we're not going back on the case of somebody who was a suffik nazir tameh and a suffik mitzvah, and because of that he had to do four taglachios. But rather, we're talking about somebody who was a Vadai Tomei, and he was also a Vadai Mitzoyra, and he had to do four Taglachios B'Toros Vadai. Because if we're talking about somebody who is only a Sofik Nazir Tomei, or a Sofik Mitzoyra, so then it's Pashut to us that he has to shave with a tar for all four Taglachios, because there's not one of the four Taglachios which we don't have a Tzad Sofik that he's not either a Nazir Tahor or a Mitzoyra. And therefore, it's pashut that all four of the taglachios have to be with a tar. Because a nazir tohor and a mitzoyra, it's pashut that they need a tar, and you can't be yoytze with nasha. Therefore, the Gemara Ziboy is talking about somebody who's a vade mitzoyra and a vade nazir tomei, and therefore his third taglachas is dafka midin nazir tomei, because we know the first two taglachios were to take care of his din mitzoyra. And the third taglachas is to be megaleach midin his nazir midin nazir tamei, and therefore the Gemara's question is: when a nazir tamei is megaleach, does he need a tar in order to be megaleach, or the hainu because it's a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah in the Torah for to be megaleach, and mele he needs a tar, or do we say that he's yoytze with just merely taking off his hair with a potion called nasha, which is used to remove his hair? Is he also yoytze there? Because the whole inyan of the mitzvah is dafka to remove the hair, to make sure that the hair that is on his head when he becomes tameh leaves his head. Is that the whole inyan of the mitzvah? Or is there dafka, a mitzvah, a formal mitzvah to do it with a tar? Both Tosfos and the Rosh both say that the Gemara could have asked the same iboy by a regular nazir tameh, not somebody who was a mitzvah also and in this whole four taglachios case, but any nazir tameh the Gemara could have asked. Just since we're talking about since we're in the sugya, talking about somebody who has to make four taglachios, that's why Rami Bar Chama said over the iboy, "Bekihai gavna." But in Echinami, who would in any situation where Nazir becomes tamei, we can have the same iboy. Could he be mekayim the din taglachas with a tar, or is he yotze also with the sam? That's how Tosfos and the Rosh both explain the Gemara's iboy. The Mefarish Rashi over here has a different hesber. He seems to explain the Gemara's Iboy Kipshutoi that it's going back on somebody who's Besafik Tuma and Besafik Metzoira. On such a person, the Gemara wants to know, what's the inyan of the four taglachios? Is he making the four taglachios dafka in order to make sure that on the tzad that he was Tamei, that he's Megaleach Midin Tuma? Or is he trying to be Yoyte all the different studim of the Safik? Nafgamina is that if he's only trying to be Makayim the din of being Megaleach Midin Nazir Tameh, so then he can use the Nasha to take off his hair. He doesn't have to use a tar. Because to Rashi, it was Pashut that somebody who's a Nazir Tameh is not Mechuyev to use a tar. That's what it seems from the Shita of Rashi. The Gemara brings a Raya from the Toshma. The Gemara says, Omer Rava, Toshma, Megaleach Arba Taglachios. From the fact that he has to make four taglachios, that's a raya that he must use a tar. Isak adaitich mishum avure seyar tuma afil b'sholosh nami sagilei shmamina mishum mitzvah shmamina. That's the Gemara's push. The big shaila here in Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh, what was the Gemara's raya to the shaila? So Rashi learns that the Gemara's raya was from the fact that he has to make four taglachios is a raya that we're not merely trying to be yotzei his din nazir tameh. Because if we were just trying to be yoyti the din of a nazir tamei, so three taglachios will be enough. Because after the third taglachas, so there's no tzad anymore by the fourth taglachas, that he could be a nazir tamei. So therefore, we're pushing the Gemara's boy that we're trying to be yoyti all the different sveikas. Maybe he was a mitzvah, maybe he was a nazir tohor, maybe he was a nazir tamei, and that's the Gemara's pshitu to the iboy. Toys and the Rosh obviously have a much more difficult time explaining the Gemara's answer. So they both explain the same way. They both say that the Gemara is being medayik for the fact that they were koilel, all four taglachias together, is mashma that all four have the same din. And just like the first or the second and the third have a din of tar, so too the third one also is dafka batar and not with any other way of doing it, not with that potion. Both Toys and the Rosh both ask the Kasha, and what's the Gemara's Raya? That Bryce is talking about somebody who's a Suffolk, and therefore the third Taglachas for him, he has to use a Tar because there's a Tzad that maybe he's another Torah at this point. And therefore it's Pashto that he has to use a Tar. Toysus answers that since anyways after the third Taglachas, we're not going to allow him to drink wine and be Matamil and Mason because he still has to wait a whole other 30 days on the Tzad that maybe this Taglachas is because he's another Tameh. So therefore, on the tzad that a nazir tamei does not require a tar, so we wouldn't make him do the third taglachas with a tar. We'll let him shave off his hair with a potion. And then, after 30 days, he'll count and he'll use a tar to shave it off. Because anyways, we're not going to allow him to drink wine after the third taglachas. We're not going to bother him to use dafka, use a tar. From the fact that we're mechayef him to the dafka, use a tar, is mashma that even on the tzad that he's a nazir tamei now, he still has to dafka use an atar in order to mekayim his mitzvah. The Briskerov in Hilchos Nazirus, page Chof Vov, asks Akasha here in the sugya from this Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nazirus, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, Nazir Shagilach Sara Achas, Loike, Bein Batar, Bein Bezug. A Nazir is Chayiv Malkus if he cuts his hair, whether or not he uses a razor, or even if he uses scissors. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Hevir al Roishay Sam Shemeshir es Haseyar. If he puts a sam to take off the hair of his head, v'hishir saaroi, and he takes off all of his hair, ein I loike. Aval bato mitzvahs aseh shenemar gidal pera saaroishay. He's not loike, but he's mevatel mitzvahs aseh of growing his hair. The Biskarav says meduyak in this Rambam that there's two different halachas that we have to deal with in this sugya. There's one halacha coming to dan what's called a maisa taglachas. That's halacha yud alef. Halacha yud alef, the Rambam says that bein betar, bein bezug, it doesn't matter how he cuts his hair, as long as he cuts his hair with something, he's chayiv malkus for cutting his hair. And halacha yud beis, the Rambam says that if he uses a sam to take off his hair, he's not chayiv malkus. It's muchach from this Rambam that using a sam to take off someone's hair, that's not even nechal in a maisa taglachas bichlal. Because we see from halacha yud aleph that the maisa giluach, as long as there is a maisa taglachas, it doesn't matter if he uses a tar. There's no specific halacha that a nazir has to use dafka atar. Any way that he cuts his hair is going to be chayiv malkus for the lav of cutting his hair. Therefore, if the Rambam says that if he uses sam to take off his hair, he's not chayiv malkus, it means that using sam to take off one's hair isn't even nechlal in a maisa taglachas. It's not even called that he was migaleach his hair bichlal. That's meduyik in the Rambam. The maisa, the makor for this Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah writes, he doesn't know where the makor is bichlal. He doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. The Kesef Mishnah also doesn't say anything. We have a Radvaz that brings a makor from a Gemara. I don't know if the Briskerov had this Radvaz or not, but he was mechav and mamish to the words of the Radvaz. The Briskerov brings a makor from Nazir Daf Mem. The Gemara there brings a Braisa, brings a Mishnah from Masechta Negoim that says, the Mishnah says, Shloisha Megalchim V'taglachtan Mitzvah. There's three people who are chayv to be Megalech, and their Maisa Giluach is a Mitzvah. Talking about a Nazir, a Mitzoyer, and a Levi. So the Gemara asked the question, Amar Mar, Shloisha Megalchin V'taglachtan Mitzvah Pshita. Why do you have to say, if three people are Mechuyah to be Megaleach, why do you have to say V'taglachtan Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Pshita, Ma'od Teima Mishum Avurei Seyar. Who? You might have thought that the whole mitzvah, the whole Indian of a mitzvah and a nazir to cut their hair was just that they should have ivure se'er. Va'afilu sach nasha kamash malan. Even if they used a sam to take off their hair, they would also be yotze. Kamash malan deloy, they're not yotze. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make a ma'aseh taglachas, and they're not yotze with a sam. Then the Gemara continues, v'kulan shegilchu shaloi betar, any of these people who don't use a tar to do their ma'aseh giluach, they were not yotze. They were not yotze. So Biskarov says, you see from this Gemara, there's two stages in this brisa. The first brisa teaches us that sam is not yotze. Sam is not yotze, which means from there you learn that you need a ma'aseh taglachas. Since sam is not a ma'aseh taglachas, so you're not yoytze, the Levi, the Nazir, is not yoytze his chiyu by using sam. He didn't do a ma'isa taglachas. The seif of the brisa, which says that he dafka has to use a tar, is telling me how to do the ma'isa taglachas. It's not enough that it's a random ma'isa taglachas. It has to be a ma'isa taglachas with dafka a tar, and not a zug, and not any other type of machine or kli to cut his hair. He has to dafka use a tar. So there's two dinim over here. There's one din that has to be a ma'isa taglachas, and that's coming la'afuke using a sam. And then after we know that it has to be a ma'isa taglachas, so now we have to know how to do the ma'isa taglachas. That's dafka batar and nothing else. So you see, that's the makor for the Rambam, that sam is not merely not a tar. Not only was he not mekayim the inyan, the mitzvah of using a tar, he didn't do a ma'isa taglachas at all. Therefore, we pointed out before that the way Tosfos the Rosh explained the Gemara Ziboy, that the Gemara Ziboy was that he dafka need a tar. That's the way Tosfos says it. V'tzarich tar. Does he need a tar or does he not need a tar? The Biskarov says, afi the Rambam, that can't be the nusach of the Gemara Ziboy. Because since the Gemara says the nafkamina is whether or not he can use a sam to take off his hair, so that's pashut that the Gemara Ziboy was not whether or not he needs a tar or not. Because then there's no tzad, that means that there was a hanach in the Gemara that he needs a taglachas. Just the feet toishes, the Gemara shaila was how to do the taglachas. Do you need tar? Or do you need something else? Or is sam enough? Lefi the Rambam, it's more meduk to explain the Gemara's question was, is there bechlal a mitzvah giluach over here? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, is shaving off the hair of a Nazir Tomei, is it a mitzvah? Is it a formal mitzvah for him to take off his hair? In which case, he needs a ma'aseh taglachas. How to do that ma'aseh taglachas, we're not getting into that right now. Or is it not even a mitzvah b'chlal? It's just an inyan of making sure his hair is gone. The hair, the Tomei hair is not on his head anymore. In which case, he doesn't need a ma'aseh taglachas. As long as he rids himself of the hair on his head, he already did what he was supposed to do, and therefore he can even use the sam. That's the chilek here between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Biskarov goes on to explain, very geschmack, according to the Rambam, how to read the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is Raya. The Gemara says, Tarshma migalech arba taglachios. We mentioned before that Rishonim had a difficult time explaining what the Gemara's Raya was. He said, according to the Rambam, it's muvan heitev. I'll pee the other Rambam that we mentioned already in yesterday's shir. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Perek Yod and Hilchos Nazirus, when he brings down these halachas of Safik Nazir Tomei, Safik Metzora, the Rambam begins with a hakdama. Ein adam migalech taglachas achas v'oileloy lenizrei ulatarasoi. A person cannot make one taglachas and be mekayim his chiyuv al tzaras and his chiyuv al his din of Nazir Tomei. And therefore, it comes out that he has to make four taglachios if he's in this matzav of Safik. Why is it therefore? Why does A lead to B? So the Rambam explains in the Hemshech, Oy shema tamei meis vadai haya umitzoyra vadai. Let's say he was on the tzad that he was a tamei meis vadai and a mitzoyra vadai. Ve'ein taglachas achas oyla l'nezirusai u'letzarasai. So his third taglachas, the second taglachas that he makes, which is to be makayim his din saras, since that one taglachas can't count for his din nazir tamei and for his din mitzoyra, so we have to say that He has to make a third taglachas l'shem his nazir tamei. He can't just say that that one taglachas counts for both his din mitzayra and for his din nazir tamei. And mele now his third taglachas can already be midin nazir tamei. He can't do that because one taglachas can't count for both things. Therefore, he has to wait another 30 days on the tzad that maybe he's a nazir tahor, and he has to wait until to do another taglachas midin nazir tamei, and then count another 30 days on the tzad that he was a nazir tamei because now he's beginning his din nazirus tahara. So that's the Shitas HaRambam, that Lu Yitzur, you could do one taglachas for two things, we wouldn't have to make four taglachios, we'd be able to have three. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the only reason why we can't be Mekayim two dinim of Nazir Tamei and the din of Mitzoyer in one Maisa Taglachas is because each Maisa Taglachas is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. And therefore, you can't be Mekayim two separate mitzvahs with one Maisa. But Lu Yitzur, the din of a Nazir Tamei shaving his hair, was not a mitzvah. It was just a din of avurei seyar ba'alma to get rid of the hair. So then it's pashut me'oid that just like you don't need a maisa, even taking it off with sam, which lefi the Rambam is not a maisa taglachas at all. It's as if the hair fell out by itself. That's beseder. Kosher kein, if he shaves his head, l'shem be mekayim the din of nazir mitzoyra. So kosher kein, he was mekayim the din of shaving for of taglachas nazir tamei. Hooray, he doesn't have hair. He got rid of all the hair in his head. So he was mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, or the lack there of a mitzvah b'shleimus. Therefore, that's why the Gemara, it brings a raya from here. From the fact that we need four taglachiyos, that's a raya, I'll pi the Rambam and Perek Yud, that the third taglacha, the second taglachas cannot be mekayim to inyanim, and therefore that's a raya that the din of being migaleach, midin nazir tamei, is a mitzvah. And since it's a mitzvah, it must be that you can't use a sam to take off his hair. That's the Brisker Rav's Shtikl Torah to explain Shitas HaRambam.
Shalom everybody. My name is Avram Kilstein, and I have the schos of learning with you the last parak of Nazir. The last parak of Nazir is called Hakusim. Obviously, Kusim is from the censor, because there's nothing special with regards to Nazirus about whether he's a Kusi or a regular non-Jew. Interestingly, in the Yerushalmi, so it's called Perak HaAkum, which is also from the censor, because it doesn't make a difference if he's Ovid of a Dazar or not. But Al Kalpanim, so the beginning of our Perak is going to be speaking about different halachas about Goyim. Our daf specifically is full of several different issues about Goyim that we're going to discuss, that what the halachas of them are, whether it's Naziris, whether it's Kibud Avaim, whether it's Tumah, whether it's Yerusha, different things that different halachas that might be applicable to Goyim and maybe not. So the parak starts, Hakusim ein lehem nazirus, that there's no din nazirus by Goyim. So for what's the makor? The Gemara says, Dabar b'nai Yisrael, v'loy lo'ev dikachovim. Because at the beginning of the parasha of nazirus, so it says b'nai Yisrael, we learn that the parasha of nazirus is only for Yidin and not for Goyim. So the question that we have to ask ourselves when we see this Gemara is that why do we need a special gzeres hakasuv to be memayit goyim from nazirus? Hare, that goyim only have seven mitzvahs. That more than that, they don't have. So what was the havamina that a goy would be shaykh to the parasha of nazirus, that we need a special miut that the pasuk goes out of its way to say b'nai Yisrael in order that we should exclude goyim from the parasha of nazirus? It's mashma from that without the miut, so we would say that goyim do have a parasha of nazirus. So the emesis, the Tosfos already addresses this question. Tosfos in Dibur Hamaschil Minani Mili. So Tosfos writes, Minani Mili Davdi Kuchovim Ein Lehem Nazirus Haloi Beshar Nedarim Dinin Ka Yisrael, that there is a neder that they have a din Yisrael. Kitachsiv Ish Ish L'Rabbis Avdi Kuchovim Shenoidim Noidim Nedavus Ki Yisrael. That because it says Ish Ish twice, it's mashma that it's coming to be marba another Ish, not just the regular Ish, which is Yisrael. Ella is coming to Marba, another ish that also can be neider, and that is a goy. So what statement is this? That because we learned that a goy can be makdish a carbon, so therefore we would think that he can also have a nazirus. What's the tushdout? It's not so clear. And there's two mahalchim how to understand the tesis. One is in the Karen Oira, and the other one is in the sefer called the Oitzer Shitas Kamai. It's a red set that they have a nazir that they bring from the parish of Rabbeinu Peretz. He understood the Tosfos a little bit differently than the Karen Oira. And I want to speak about each one independently because they have each one is really a different yisoid, and there's different things we can learn from each mahalach. The Karen Oira, so when he comes to explain Tosfos, so he explains as follows, that there's two kinds of nedarim. This idea is familiar to us from the Ran at the beginning of nedarim, that there's nidre iser and there's nidre hektish. And he says that goyim, it's mashma that they don't have nidre iser. He says, "Mistimas divrei Harambam nira desfir le denidre iser le shaychi be'avdei kachavim midloi kosav shum remes b'ze." Benidre hektish with the iser nami be'avdei kachavim bein hektish mizbeach bein hektish be'de kabayis. Now comes the punchline. Says the Karanara, "Ulefize yesh leimer." What's Tosis trying to say? The nizirus sakadaita chamino dehavi kenidre hektish. The Tosis means to say that we have two different kinds of nedarim. We have nidre iser when the person is coming to be to aser a chevetz on himself. And we have nidre hektish, the person is coming to bring kedusha into a chevetz. So goyim have the inyan of bringing kedusha, but they don't have the inyan of bringing iser. And we can say that nizirus is an inyan of kedusha, and therefore it's not similar to nidre iser, but rather it's similar to nidre hektish. And he says that we have a raya from this, that the Gemara compares nizirus to hektish, legabe en shayla behektish. So that's what he says. Ulehochi itzrich miyuta de bnei Yisrael v'loy oivdei kachavim. Says the Karanara that because nizirus is more similar to nidre hektish than it is to nidre iser, therefore we would think that just like they're part of the parsha of nidre hektish of making kedushas hektish, so too they can make kedushas nizirus. Now to understand what the Karanara is coming to say, so we need to have two hakdamas. The first is a straightforward hakdama, and the second is a machudish deka hakdama. First of all, what does the Karanara mean b'chlal? What is the connection between Nazirus and Kedusha? So, I'm sure you've heard already that there's a famous Avin Miluim in Shuvas, Simen Tezvav, that he brings from the Maharit. The Maharit says that there's three ways to understand what's going on with Nazirus. There are those that say that Nazirus is an Isser Heftza, that he's assering the Chafotzim on himself. That's what we call the Neder. The other Mahalik, he says, is to understand that Nazirus is an Isser Gavra, similar to a Shvuah. He is answering the things on himself. And the third, which is the opinion that he goes for, is that it's not an Isser Heftza and not an Isser Gavra, but rather, what is it? That he becomes a different person. His lashon is that Dehu Inyan Toyar Nazir, Shehu Kodosh, Ve'asra Toyar Al Toyar Nazir, Hanach Gimel Minim, which is referring to the Isser Yayin Tiglachas and Tuma, Ukimaisha Asra Toyar Kame Isurim Al Kedushas Koyhen. That just like a kohen is a different person, and because he's a different person, so that's why he has the different isurim that he has. So too says the Maharit. So a nazir, he's a different person. He has a toyer of a nazir. He is kedushas nazir, and because he's a kedushas nazir, so that's what causes the other halachos, the isurim that he has. I saw an interesting raya to the Maharit that the inyan of nazirus is similar to the inyan of Kahuna, that it's an under mensch, and that is from the Yalkut Shemani. The Yalkut Shemani in Pashas Nasai, in Perak Vav, in Dibur Maschel Ish Kiyafli, I believe it's the third Dibur Maschel that starts Ish Kiyafli. So the Yalkut Shemani says as follows. The Yalkut Shemani wants to know why, at the beginning of the Parsha of Nazirus, so there's a special riboy that it says that women can be Nazirus. It says Ish or Isha. In fact, the Yalkut Shemani, why does the Pasuk need to say that an Isha can also make a Nazirus? Why wouldn't you think that an Isha can be a Nazira? So the Yalkut Shemani as follows. That by Kahuna, that a Kohen who's a Katan, he is a Kohen. But the Nashim are not like Anashim, because a woman can't be a Kohenes. So over here, by Nazirus, that Ketanim are not like Gdolim, that you can't have a kid who's a nazir. You can have muflas samach ish. It's a different parasha that we'll get to. But by a regular katan, it's pashut that a katan can't be a nazir. So alachas kama v'kama that a woman can't be a nazira. So that's why the pasuk, because you would have thought it's a kosher came from kahuna, we would learn out that a woman can't be a nazira. That's why we need a special riboy to say that a woman can be a nazira. So what do we see in the Yalkut Shemani? That he compares the mahus of a nazir to the mahus of a kohen. Dehainu, that just like a kohen is in under a mensch, that because he has kedushas haguf, that causes the isurim, so too, by nazirus, so because he becomes the under a mensch, because he becomes the kedushas nazirus, that's what causes the other halachos. So that's what the Karanara means. When the Karanara says that we have a dichotomy between isurim and kedusha, the goyim aren't a chelik of the parsha of neder, which is isurim, but they are part of the chelik of neder, which is shayach to kedusha. So that's what he says. The Tosis means to say that nazirus is not isurim, but rather it's kedusha, because the side of the isurim of nazir is really nemtzach from the kedushas nazir. Okay, that's the aleph. But the second hakdama that we need to understand in order to understand what the Karanara is telling us is even more mechudish. And that is, but who cares? Lemaisa, okay. So we said that a goy is in the parasha of making kedusha, and therefore he can also make a kedushas nazirus. But why would that tell us that he has to keep his nazirus? It's mashma from the Gemara that if it wouldn't be a special miut, then a goy would be obligated to guard his nazirus, to keep the isuri nazir, and that is still not moving. It would seem that the Karanara is saying that once we understand that nazirus is really kedusha, then it's really pashut that a goy is muzer not to be machal of the kedusha. He doesn't really explain what he means. But I would like to explain what he means with the following mashal. And that is that, is it permitted for a goy to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash? Is there any isser when Nebuchadnezzar would destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Was he over any isser? I think everybody understands this pashut to bar that he was. But the question is why? That it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach to not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The isser to be machriv, to be seisa the Mikdash is learned from the pasuk that leis as from Kain l'Hashem l'Kechem, that it's not one of the Zayim mitzvahs. It could be that it's nichlal birkas Hashem because it's a big chil Hashem, but that's already mechudish. I think that there's a davar pashut that the Karanara is saying over here, and that is that any iser that the shorish ha-iser is because of the chil hakdusha, that's pashut that it doesn't make, that there's no nafkamina between a goy and a yid. The Hainu, that there's different Isurim that the Torah says that the Pa'ula is Asur, but there's other Isurim that the Nekuda is not the Pa'ula. The Nekuda is the Taitzah, the Hainu, not every Taitzah, but Ba'ifin, that the reason why something is Asur is because we're being Machal Kedusha. Over there it's Poshut that a Goy is Muzer just like a Yid, and therefore, because Naziris is a Kedusha, and when a person is going against the Naziris, if a Nazir would drink wine, he's being Machal Kedusha. So therefore, it's poshut that a goy is muzer and such a thing, lo yitzir, that he would be able to get at himself the kedushas nazirus. And so too, the Karanara is saying, that it's be'emes, forbidden for a goy, to be machal hekdush. That if there's a behemas kashim, it's forbidden for him to be machal of the kedusha. And for the same reason, like we mentioned, that it's forbidden, it's poshut misvara, that it's forbidden for him to do anything to be machal of the kedushas beis hamikdash. That is a grace of Chiddush, that anything that has to do with Kedusha, with Chilul Kedusha, that it's Pashut Misvara, that a Goy is Muzer not to be Mechalel Kedusha. So Bekitzer, the Karanara says that what does Taisus mean? That why was there a Havamina, that the Goy would be Muzer on the Isra of Nazirus? Says the Karanara, because Nazirus is Kedusha, but not Isurim, that's why Goyim Ashayach to Nazirus, because they're able to make Kedusha, and once they're able to make Kedusha, then they would be Muzer not to be Mechalel Kedusha. The Briskerov, when he saw this Karanara, so he had a question. That what's the Karanara saying? How is he starting? He's saying that we have two parshias. We have a parsha of Nidri Isser, and we have a parsha of Nidri Hekdish, and Nazirus is similar to Nidri Hekdish because it's Kedusha. In fact, the Briskerov, hold on a second, but the Rambam says Fakeret. What's the Rambam say? At the very beginning of Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the very first words of the Rambam are, HaNazirus hu neder miklal Nidri Isser. That the Rambam categorizes Nazirus as Nidri Isser. What's he referring to? He's referring to what he wrote at the very beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, which is what's the makor of the Ran at the beginning of Nedarim, that explains that there's two different kinds of Nedarim. There's Nidri Isser, and there's Nidri Hektish. And after that, saying that dichotomy at the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, so the Rambam tells us at the beginning of Nazirus that Nazirus is not Nidri Hektish, but rather it's Nidri Isser. For after Briskerov, if the Rambam tells us that Nazirus is really Nidri Isser, then how can the Havamina, that a goy would have Nazirus, be based on the fact that Nazirus is Nidri Hektish? Hooray, Nazirus is not Nidri Hektish. Now, it's important to understand that really, licked in the Briskerov's kasha is really two problems. First of all, he's saying that you didn't answer the Rambam yet. But the emes is that it's also a kasha on Tosfos. Dahainu, that it's clear that the makor of the Rambam was that there's a difference between Kedushas Karbonos and Kedushas Naziris. Afilu im tema, that the Maharit is correct, that the Yisoid of Naziris is really a Shem Torah, that really a Nazir is an under a mensch like a Kedushas Kahuna. But it's not the same Kedusha as Kedushas Karbonos. That Avada, the Kedushas Karbonos, is much more chomer, that it's also to be nene from a karbon in any way. There's no such iser to be nene from a nazir in any way. And so because there's less kedusha, so that's why the Rambam said that it's more similar to nidre iser. Nobody said that from the fact that the Rambam says that it's nidre iser, that means that it's a stira to the Maharit. It's very possible that the Rambam is masking to the Maharit, that it's really a kedusha. However, it's because it's not the same level of kedushas karbanos, therefore the Rambam says that it's more similar to nidre iser. So even in Taisvis is a kasha, because haray it's poshut misvara, that a Naziris is not mamish nidre hektish, so how can Taisvis say that the makor of Naziris would have been from the fact that they can make kedushas karbanos? Maybe they can only make kedushas karbanos, which is a kedusha muchletes, but maybe they can't make a kedusha which is less than that. So I think that, first of all, to explain why Tosfos thinks that we can mix and match between Kedushas Karbonos and Kedushas Nazir, so it's important to be oimed on a machlokes at the very beginning of Maseches Nedarim. And that is that it's not so clear that this dichotomy that the Rambam and the Ran are making, that there's two different parshiyos, there's Nidre Isser and there's Nidre Hektish, that the Emesis, that the Karen Ora also quoted, that it's not so poshut that they're so different. The Ran, at the beginning of Nedarim, so he's reading the Mishnah in Nedarim, that the Mishnah starts, Kol kini Nedarim ki Nedarim, v'charamim kacharamim. So Zok the Ran, what's it mean, v'charamim kacharamim? The pashtus in charamim is going to be charmei bedek habayis. Says the Ran, ha-korchuch, that's not what the Mishnah is speaking about. Because if that would be the case, that's Harei Nidre Hektish. And Masachas Nedarim isn't speaking about Nidre Hektish. Says the Ran, what's it mean, Harem Kharamim? It doesn't mean Nidre Hektish. It means that a person uses a Kharem as a kinei for another, but it's not speaking about a person is making Kharmei Bedek Habais. Tosfos, on the other hand, it didn't bother him so much. He says, what does it mean, Kharem Kharamim? It means Kipshuto, if a person is making a Kharmei Bedek Habais, so there's a din kinei Kharamim Kharamim. It didn't bother the Tosfos that the Mishnah is going to mix up between the two parshiyos of Nidre Yisr and Nidre Hekdish. Or in other words, that Tosfos is disagreeing with the dichotomy of the Rambam, that the Rambam says there's two completely separate parshiyos, that the Rambam even brings different psukim for the two, and in Tosfos it wasn't so poshut that there's two parshiyos, but rather is the Zelba Mahalach. Because Tosfos holds that Nidre Hekdish and Nidre Yisr are really the Zelba Mahalach, even though one is Yisr, and one is Kodshim, so therefore Tosfos by us is Lishitosai, that it didn't bother him that even though that the Kedusha of Naziris is not the exact same thing as Kedushas Naziris, but the emes is that it's all one big parsha, and therefore the difference between the two, qualitatively the difference is if it's Kedusha or if it's Isser, but not exactly how much Kedusha it is. So once again, because Tosfos hold that Nidre Issa and Nidre Hektish are really the same parsha, therefore he was able to learn from one to the other, and therefore as long as we know that a guy can make Nidre Hektish, so it was pasha to him that if there would be a different Kedusha, even if it's not the exact same Kedusha, but like Kedushas Nazirus, therefore a guy would be able to do it if it wouldn't have been for a special mute. I want to finish off the shtickle with coming back to the Rambam, which is the Biskur Rav's Kasha, that the Rambam, he does in fact say that Kedushas Bedek Habayis, Nidre Hektish, and Nidre Isser are two completely separate parishes, and he says that Naziris is Nidre Isser. So the Rambam, his hands are tied. He cannot bring Tosis' Makar, that because Ish L'Rabbis is Avdik Echovim, that would have any Shaychus to Naziris. And therefore what, according to the Rambam, is the Havamina, that a Goy would be able to have Naziris. So the emes is that I think, according to the Rambam, the entire Kasha doesn't start. Because there's an important Mari Makom that the Rambam writes in Pevish and Mishnayis at the end of the third parak of Trumas, that the Mishnah says at the end of the third parak of Trumas that a Goy is able to make Hafrashas Trumah. That a guy that mafresh truma, so we don't say that he didn't do anything, but rather it has a chalais truma. If a guy says harezu truma, so it's chal on that a chalais truma, and a person who eats it is chayv misa. Says the Rambam, why is that true? Hare a guy, he's not minyan, he's not kashor to the parsha of truma, so why should his asiyah have any effect? Says the Rambam as follows: Afal pi she'enem chayovim b'mitzvus, even though he's not obligated in mitzvus, im osu mehem shum dover yesh lehem ktsas schar. Says the Rambam that a goy who wants to volunteer to do any one of the Tayag mitzvahs, obviously except for Shabbos, he has some schar. V'zehu min ha'ikar shalanu. V'kevan shehen mishtatfen mimanu b'schar, because they get some schar, ma'aseyem b'mitzvahs kayomin. Therefore, there is a chalois, there is validity to any ma'aseh that a goy is going to do if it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. I once thought that the Rambam is going over here l'shitasai in his rational approach to mitzvahs that he explains in Mor Nevuchim, that he understands that there's a rationality behind every one of the Tariq mitzvahs, and therefore, because it's a rational thing, so obviously it's universal, that there's no reason that it should only be applicable to Yidden mitzad atzmai and not to goyim. And therefore, he understands that because it's objectively, rationally, a positive thing, therefore it applies equally to goyim. Not equally, they're not obligated, but it applies that they get mitzvah schar kiloshen harambam. Al kol panim, the shitas harambam is clear that a goy is shaykh to all the parshiyos of the Torah except for Shabbos. And therefore, if he would volunteer to make a nazirus, so then it would have validity, and if it would have ktsas schar, if he would in fact be mekabelit. And that, according to Rambam, is why it was pasha to the Gemara, that there's a necessity to be memayit a goy from the parsha of nazirus. Why? Because the pasuk is telling us that over here it's not like that. That over here, if a goy is going to be mekabelit on himself nazirus, so it has no effect whatsoever, and even the miktsa schar, he's not going to get. I'll call upon him. So that is the second answer to this question that we have, that why do we need a gzeras akosu to be mayit goyim from the parsha of nazirus? Hari typically it is not one of the Zion mitzvahs. So we said that first of all we have the mahalach of the Karen Ara Bedas Tosfos, that the reason is because nazirus is kedusha, and because it's kedusha, so therefore it's a goy is shayach to anything which is shayach to kedusha. Like we learn out from ish ish l'rabbis es avdei kechovim. And the second mahalach that we've said so far is the mahalach of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that a goy can volunteer to do any mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore it doesn't matter that it's not one of the Zion mitzvahs. Okay, so we said that there's a second mahalach of how to understand the havamina that a goyim would have nazirus. Why do we need a pasuk to be b'mayit goyim from nazirus? It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And that is the mahalach of the Rebbeinu Peretz. So the Rebbeinu Peretz, he also starts, like Taisvis, that he brings in this idea that ish ish l'rabbis has a goyim, that goyim have a parsha of karbanos. But he says as follows, he continues, then therefore, he's obviously obligated in the karbanos of nazir, and you would think that he's obligated to keep the nazirus in order that he should be able to bring the carbon nazirus. That's what the Rebbeinu Peretz says to explain the havmina. So the Rebbeinu Peretz has a couple of chidushim here, and I just want to point out what the chidushim of the Rebbeinu Peretz are. First of all, that what does Rebbeinu Peretz mean when he says that therefore he's obligated to bring the carbon of the nazirus? It's mevor in the Rebbeinu Peretz that if a goy says that hare alai oila, that he's mechayiv himself a neder of an oila, that it's not just that when he's makdashit that it has kedushas oila, but rather that he has an obligation before he's makravit to be makravit. This same chiddush appears in Taisis in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis, that if a goy says hare alai oila, that we tell him you're obligated to bring the oila. And on the side of the page, the Gilui Nashas, it brings the kasha of the Mishnah Lemelech. The Mishnah Lemelech doesn't understand how could it be that the goy is obligated to bring the carbon. Hooray, bringing the carbon is not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So to answer this kasha, and similarly to explain the Rebbeinu Peretz by us, so there's an Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim at the very beginning of the Sefer, Simon Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, explains that even though a goy is not obligated in the parsha of Nedarim, however, there's a different reason why he's obligated to bring the carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is because there's an idea of Amiraso Legavaya Kimisirasan Lehedyat. That there's a halacha that we learned in Nedarim, Dav Chavtes, that when a person obligates himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's as if it was already nikneh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it was already nikneh, so just like if a goy has something that doesn't belong to him, so he has to give it to his friend, so too, over here, that because this carbon doesn't belong to him anymore, so he has to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Ashurim, in Nedarim, Dav Chavtes Mabez, so we're Masber over here, that we see in the Avni Miluim that he's taking a certain tzad in the understanding of the idea of Amiraso L'Gavaya K'misraso N'Hajit. And that is that there's two Makaris that are found to explain from where do we get this halacha of Amiraso L'Gavaya K'misraso N'Hajit. The first Makar is in the Yerushalmian Kiddushin, Perek Aleph Halachavav, that over there it says that the reason why a person who obligates himself to Hekdish is obligated to do it is because it says, Lashem Ha'aretz Umloya, because everything belongs to Hashem. So there are those that wanted to understand the Yerushalmi, that it means that there's a kin in Chatzar. However, Reb Shimon Shkop, in his Chidushim to the Dorim, Tzimin Chav Gimel, he explains that that's not the Pashtus, but rather what is the Pshat? The Pshat is that because Therefore, it's very natural and very easy to look at the chevetz as being moser lidei shemayim. That is the first mahalach. That because l'shem ha'aretzum loya, so the natural state of a chevetz is to be bidei shemayim, and therefore it's enough to have an amira be'alma. The second makor can be found in the Rosh in Nidar Daf Chavtes Mubeis, in the Perish of Rosh on the side of the Gemara, that he says that the makor of amirasa l'gvaya is because it says mitzvah sasecha tishma. Now the stipler over there in the Dorim Simen Vav, so he says that bepashtus, from the fact that Avinu Milum says that by goyim it applies the halacha of imrasa legevara kemisarsa lehadyet. So we see that the Avinu Milum is assuming like the Yerushalmi and not like the Rosh. Why? Because if the idea of imrasa legevara could be is the makor is from mitzvah sasecha tishma, so avada mitzvah sasecha tishma is only by yidin and not by goyim. I'll call upon him. So that is the mahalich that we said that in the Bebena Parrots it's Mevor Achidosh, that a goy is obligated to bring the karbonos that he's mechayev himself, even though it's not one of the Zayim Mitzvahs, Pnei Noach. Why is he obligated? He's obligated because of the halacha of Amirasa Legevayak, Misrasa Lehedjet, and we see that assumes that the hasbara of Amirasa Legevayak is because Lashem Ha'aretzim Noach, and not like the Rosh, that the makar is Mitzvah Sasecha Tishma. There is a second chiddush that we find in this Rabbeinu Peretz, and that is with regards to the nature of the karbonos that a nazir brings. There's two ways to understand what is the pshat that after a nazir finishes his naziris, so he's mechuyev in karbonos. The first mahalach is that part of the kiyum hanazirus is that after he finishes 30 days of the naziris, then he has to bring a karbon. Dehainu, that when a person is saying that hareni nazir, so what he's saying is that first of all, so I'm going to wash myself for 30 days, not to drink wine and not to be metamin lemeis and not to be miskalech. And second of all, part of what I'm accepting of myself is that after I do that, I'm going to bring karbanos nazir. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach is to say that no, when I'm saying hareni nazir, so what I mean to say is that I'm going to be noig min hage nazirus, that I'm going to not drink wine and not be metamil meis and not be miskaleach for 30 days. The inyan of karbanos nazirus, that's a zaitzik adin. The hainu, that once you have a person that was noig min hage nazirus, so the Torah is mechayivim to bring karbanos, but it has nothing to do with the karbalos hanazirus, has nothing to do with the nihuge hanazirus. That is the chakira that the Echayinu speak about. This chakira can be found in Kehilas Yaakov in the very end of Zvachim, in Zichron Shmuel and Simon Nundalit, and in the Sefer Shalmei Yosef, Anazir, so they have a very interesting shtickle Torah from Reuven. That's page in Shalmei Yosef, the page Kuf Yud Beis. So they say that they have rayas to the first mahalach, which is mat'im to the shita of the Rebbeinu Peretz. That first of all, there's very interesting Rambam. The Rambam can be found in Hilchos Nedarim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud. The Rambam is discussing the halacha that if a person makes a neder b'hatfasa, that he says that this chefetz is like something else. So the only time that the neder is chal, if he's neder, if his matzvah is bedavar hanader and not bedavar ha'asar. If he says that it's like a carbon, then that's considered the hadavar hanader, because a person is makdish carbon through the koyach of a neder. Whereas if he says that this kikar is like psar chazir, then it's not chal the neder, because that's a davar ha'osur. The isra of chazir is not nemtzach from a koyach hadibur. So the Rambam says that what's going to be the halacha if a person says that something is like a chatas? So the Rambam has shver that a person can never say that a person doesn't obligate himself with a chatas, but rather it's the avera that he does that's mechayev. So the Rambam says as follows, that nevertheless it's considered a neder, because it's efshar le neder lahavi machmas nidre. Why? Shahan neder benazir mevi chatos. Because a person who's neder benazir, so he brings a chatos, so that's the reason why a chatos is considered ba al yedei neder. Which neder is it ba al yedei? That al yedei that a person makes a neder of hareni nazir, that's what eventually causes him to bring the carbon of the naziris. So says the stipler and the other achrenim that we see in the Rambam, that the idea that a person brings a carbon naziris at the end of the naziris is not the pshat that it's a zaitik halacha that after a person is noyig the nihug naziris, the Torah is mechayevim, but rather the achelik of the kabbalas naziris, achelik of the nihug naziris, is that at the end of the naziris, a person brings a karban naziris. Reb Reuven is meisiv that this idea is mevor also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam, when the Rambam explains the mitzvah of Nazir, so he says that the mitzvah of the Nazir is that he has to be careful not to be metame lemeisim, not to be miskalech, not to eat wine, and he has to bring karbanos at the end of his Naziris. The Rambam puts the mitzvah of the karbanos together with the nihugi naziris, and this is l'shitasoi, that he understands that the inyan of karbanos naziris is a chelek of the kabbalas hanaziris. Where else do we see this idea? So the Acharonim bring that we see this idea in Tosfos earlier in the Masechta. The Tosfos in Nazir Daf Yud Aleph, Dibar Maschil Dehavi Masne Amash Kosev Atera. So he's bothered by the following question: that it's mavur in the Gemara that a person can make a tnai on naziris. A person can make a naziris al tnai. Fact is that we have a klal that the only time that a person can make a tnai on something is only on a milsa de isa b'shlichus. Milsa de isa b'shlichus, isa b'tnai. Why is that? Because we learn from the parsha of tnai by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that it's only by something that's isa b'shlichus. Fact is that Naziris is less of a shlichus. Why not? Because if I take a Naziris, I can't appoint a messenger to be a Nazir in my place. And therefore, Naziris is less of a shlichus. So there's different terutzim for this kasha, but Taisvis says that you know why Naziris is really isa b'shlichus? Because it's isa b'shlichus by the karbonos. Because a person can send his karbonos Nazir, aydei shliach, that turns Naziris into something which is isa b'shlichus. So now the Acharonim say that let's think about it. That if the inyan of karbanos naziris is a zaitaka mechayev, that after you were mekabel naziris, then the Torah is mechayev you, then the karbanos naziris itself is absolutely less of a shlichus. The fact that you can bring the karbanos is nothing to do with the karbanos naziris. Elamai zok the Acharonim that we see in Tosfos the Zelbe Yisoid that when the person is mekabel on himself, hareini nazir. Part of what is being kabbal on himself is that after the naziris, that he's going to bring the karbanos hanaziris. So in Tosfos we see also this yisoid. Now, who argues? Is there anybody that really holds like the other tzad that the inyan of karbanos hanazir is really a zaitik mechayev? So the Acharonim say that bepashtos the Rashba in the Nedarim argues on this yisoid. The Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Dalid. So it's speaking about the fact that we need a special pasuk for the inyan of bal ta'acher by karbanos nazir, and it says that the reason why we need a separate pasuk is because the karbanos of a nazir are a chiddush. But the Gemara wants to explain what does the Gemara mean? Why was the pasuk to the Gemara that the karbanos of nazir are a chiddush? So the Gemara gives different options, different tzadim of what is the chiddush of a karban nazir, and one of those options is that the Gemara said maybe the reason why the Gemara thought that karbanos nazir is a chiddush is because it's loy matfis le beneder. Now the machlokes is showing what exactly does that mean? That a person is not matfis lebeneder. But one of the explanations that the Rashba brings is that it means she'ein tzarech lehatfisa beneder, that a person doesn't have to be makabal on himself, beneder, to bring the karban. The kevin, the nader minazir, mimelo chayev lahavi karbanos nazir. That after a person is makabal himself as his nazirus, so his obligation to bring the karbanos is mimelo. It's not mikoyach the nader. So I'll call upon him. So at the end of the shtickle in the Rashba, he brings a different explanation, which is also brought down in the Ran in the Darim. But I'll call upon him that in the first explanation of the Rashba, it's mashma that he's saying that the kabbalas of the nazir are not nemtzach from the kabbalas hanaziris, but rather the Torah is mechayev him after he's mekabel himself the nazirus, that the Torah is mechayev him not mikoyach the neder. I'll call upon him. That's the chakira that the Acharonim have. In the idea of the Kabbanos Nazir, is it Mikoyach his Kabbalah, or is it not Mikoyach his Kabbalah, but rather the Torah is Mechayevim? And that's the two Chidushim that we see in the Rebbeinu Peretz. First of all, the Chidush of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, that not only is a Goy able to be Mechal Achalei Kedusha, but also he is obligated to bring the Karbon, and that is Mikoyach, the Halacha of Amiraso de Gevaya, Kimivor and Avni Mduim. And the second Chidush in Rebbeinu Peretz is that in the issue of the Karbanos HaNazir, that the Karbanos HaNazir is Nemtzach Mikoyach, the Kabbalas HaNeder, Akdekach, that he said that because you're Mekabel yourself Hareini Nazir, you would be obligated to bring the Karbanos, and that's the reason that you should be obligated to be Noig the Nihugei Naziris. Okay, I would like to speak now about the din of Kibud Av Ve'em by Goyim. that the Gemara was discussing that how do we know that a goy is not part of the parsha of Nazirus? And one of the things that the Gemara offers is that because of part of the parsha of Nazirus is that it says la'aviv li'imai la'yitama, it's mashma that it's speaking about a person that has a father. What's it mean that he has a father? So the Gemara offers different possibilities. What does it mean that a goy doesn't have a father? And one of the possibilities that the Gemara offers as a havamina is that b'mi shemuzher al kibud aviv, that when it says la'aviv li'imai la'yitama, the Gemara thought that means that a person has a full-fledged father, and part of having a full-fledged father is that you have to respect your father. And because, obviously, a goy is not obligated to respect his father, so that means he doesn't have a full-fledged father, and therefore he can't be part of the parsha of Naziris. So in Achinami, the Gemara is doiche, that miksiv kabed avicha, gabi nazir, that the pasuk doesn't say that part of being a nazir is that you have to have a father with regards to kavod, but rather it's enough that the fact is that you have a father, so a goy also the fact is that he has a father, and therefore that can't be what the Gemara meant, that a goy doesn't have a father. But al kol panim, we see in the Gemara that a goy is not muzar on kibud avaim, and if it would need a proof, so the Or Sameach in Hilchos Mamrim, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, so he says that we see as a raya from our Gemara that if anybody would want to argue, that you can tell them that it says in Nazir Dav Samach Aleph that a goy is not obligated in Kibud Avaim. Okay, so that's what it says here. Now, why isn't this obvious? So I would think it is obvious because Kibud Avaim is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but I want to read you a Rambam. And this Rambam is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, it's on the very same, the halacha that the Or Sameach was writing about, that the Rambam says in Mamrim, Perikei Halach Yud Aleph, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, Halacha Tes, that it says like this. It says, Hager, a convert, a person who is Mizgari, also Lekalal Aviv, Ha'akum Ulehakoisai. So his father is non-Jewish, and so it's forbidden for him to curse his father or to hit his father. V'loya Vezeu. And he also shouldn't embarrass him. Why? Says the Rambam, the reason why a ger shouldn't be mevaz his father is kidei shelo yomru ba'u mikdusha chamura likdusha kala, because before he converted, so obviously he wasn't doing such things. And if we would tell him now that because right now you have a lacha of katan shenei lo domi, therefore be'emes you're allowed to be mevaz your father, so then he's going to say, hey, before I converted, so I wasn't allowed to. So it's mashma that being non-Jewish is more holy than being Jewish. Because when I was not Jewish, so you told me that I'm not allowed to insult my father. And now that I'm Jewish, so you tell me that I'm allowed to insult my father. So that's something absurd that Chazal didn't want to exist. And therefore they said that in order that the ger shouldn't say such a thing, so even after he's miskayer, even though we should have said, kodesh shnei lo dami, nevertheless, he should still not insult his father. Elanoi higboi miktses kovit. Then the Rambam says another thing, which is nogea to what we're going to learn later. It says, "Ha'eved ein lo yichus ela hari aviv k'misha einu aviv l'chol davar afal pishin ishtachru." Says the Rambam that an eved is even less than that. Then eved, his father is not his father whatsoever. I'll call upon him, but it's mashma in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, which brings down the Rambam, that a goy before his misgayer is in fact obligated not to insult and to respect, he mentions mikzas kavod, to respect his father. And that, it would seem that this Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch is flying in the face of our sugya. So the emes is that in the Shulchan Aruch, we find two mahalchim, how to explain this Rambam. Rebbe Kveger, in the Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch, so he brings from Hagoyin Poiras Yosef, Besifrei Eshel Avram. So I saw others for him that they say that this is a reference to the Prima Godim. That he says, that what does the Rambam mean? He says, Hainu b'nimusehem. It means that it doesn't mean that there's a halacha, that before he's miskayer, so he's not allowed to insult his father, but rather that the etiquette of the goyim, lemaisa, is that they don't insult their father, and therefore if we would tell him that right now he's allowed to, then he would be going against the etiquette that he had when he was non-Jewish, and that's when it means, when it says that I remember the kedusha chamura, it doesn't mean kedusha, it doesn't mean halachas, but rather it just means etiquette. However, in the Yad Avram, at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, so he says a different malach. He says, V'yesh loymar, da'af agav, d'loy choshev v'hadei zayin mitzvahs, shebnei noyach, nerag alav. Mikol makoim matzinu shenen shu, b'nei noyach alze, cham ubanov, shelo kibid l'noyach aviv, kide isa, B'rabba, Parshas Noach, or Parshas Mishpatim. Uvechidush the Rambam herechti. So says the Yad Avram that even though it's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs, but it does that just because it's not counted in the list of Zayin Mitzvahs doesn't mean that they're not obligated. The Haraya that we find that the Chum was punished for being Mavaza Noach, his father. So we see that the Yad Avram understands the Rambam literally, that when it says Kedusha Chamura, it means that a Goy is actually forbidden to insult his father, to be Mavaza his father, even though it's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs. And if that's the case, then the Medrash and the Rambam are in fact against our Gemara. The our Gemara says clearly that a Goy is not Muzer on Kibud Avaim. So to be miyashiv this kasha, so I want to share with you an idea that I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelas Hasharon from Mordechai Kalbach in Parshas Yisroi, that he speaks about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. And that is that there's a chakira that the Minchas Chinuch declares in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, and the same thing can be found in Rebbe Baruch Ber, in Birkas Shmuel, Yuvamis, Siman Gimel, and that is, what is the nature of the mitzvahs Kibud Avaim? Is mitzvahs Kibud Avaim a mitzvah bein Adam l'makoyim, or is it a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveroi? So the emes is that it's possible that it's really both. What is the tam ha-mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? So there's two pirushim. There's one in the Ramban and one in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Ramban writes in Parshas Yisroi a very interesting thing, that the idea of Kibud Avaim, that interestingly the Kibud Avaim is on the first half of the Aseret HaDibros, which seemingly should be the mitzvahs bein Adam l'mako. Says the Ramban, in fact, it is. It's really ben adam l'makom. Why is it ben adam l'makom? Because says the Ramban that part of being mechabed Hashem, because Hashem created you, is to be mechabed the other people who helped create you. Dehainu, that as a sniff of being mechabed, the ikur one who created me, so I also, as a subordinate cover to Hashem, I also appreciate his servants, his helpers. But the emes, when I'm respecting my father, that's only a way of showing that I'm showing that creating me is a choshev azach, and therefore that's my way of respecting Hashem, as they state in the Ramban al Torah. However, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, so he says that what is the in the Kibud Avaim? It is Shiyigmal Chesed L'mi Sha'asa L'Toyva, that because every parent works very hard for his kids, obviously, if there wouldn't be, the person is Mechuyiv in Kibud Avaim even without this, like we'll see later, but says the Chinuch that there's an is in and of being appreciative of all the tircha that the parents do for their kids. The Chai Adam is marich about this in Klaus HaMach Zayin, Halacha Aleph, that the inyan of Kibud Avaim is really priyas choiv, that he says that the person is obligated what his parents did to him, because they gave him so much, so he's obligated to give back. So it seems like the Ramban is saying that the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is a mitzvah bein Adam l'makoyim, and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Chai Adam are saying that the mitzvah Kibud Avaim is a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaver. So the Chiddush of the Chavetzelos HaSharon is that we can say that they're both are true. How can they both be true? Because we could say that the first inyan of Priyas Choyv, the inyan of bein Adam l'chaver, that's really something that the Torah doesn't need to tell us. Why doesn't the Torah need to tell us? Because it's very possible that that is a mitzvah sichlis. And once we say that it's a mitzvah sichlis, then we can already answer our question. Why? Because if we say that there's a mitzvah sichlis, then the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Noach, on the pasuk Vatimalei Haaretz Chamas, so he asks that how could Hashem punish the people for stealing? Zok the Ramban, because anything which is a mitzvah sichlis, so a goy is muzer, even if not being told, because he is expected to understand from his own morality that he's not allowed to do such a thing. So if we assume, like the Sefer HaChinuch and the Chai Adam, that this, one of the inyonim of Kibud Avaim is the Priyas Chayiv, is the Hakaras HaTov, so because that's a mitzvah sichlis, so it's miyushov that a goy is chayiv in that. However, there's a second inyon, and that is the inyon of Kvod Hashem, like the Ramban says, the part of respecting my Iker Creator is also respecting his helpers. What is the nafkamina of the second inyan of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim that the Torah gives us? So Mordechai over there speaks about two nafkaminos. First of all, the inyan of Avi Aviv, that we paskin like the Maharik, that part of the mitzvah of Kibud Av is also to respect your father's father. Part of the mitzvah of respecting my father is to respect his father, because that's also a way of respecting my father. Fact of Mordechai, that he found, it says in Tanit Veliyahu, Perek Dazayin, that Koidem Matan Torah, so the meaning of everybody was to be mechabed their parents. However, when they would tell them, respect your grandfather too, so they would say, no, no, that's not my obligation. It's mashma that that was the meaning. Fact, the Mordechai, that why isn't this akasha, and the Maharik, that we should see from here that there's no obligation of kibud by Ovi Oviv. Zokt Mordechai, that it could be the Kodim Matan Torah, that they were only doing the mitzvah sichlis. The mitzvah sichlis is only to your father and not to your father's father. However, after Matan Torah, because of the mitzvah of Bein Adam, because of the mitzvah of Bein Adam Lamakom, so a chelok of being mechabed my father is not just being mechabed him, but nichla the mitzvah is also to be mechabed the one that he is mechabed. The second Navkamina that he explains is a very, very interesting thing, and that is the din by Aviv Rasha. What if a person's Chas V'Shalom, if a person's father is a Rasha? So there's a Machlokes Yishayim if there's a mitzvah of Kibbutav by a father who's Rasha. Toisis in Yevamis Davchav Beis Mabeis Dibar Maschol Kishasa says that in fact that there is no mitzvah Kibbutav, and as they state in Ramah in Simon Reish Mem Sif Yud Ches, that he paskins like Tosfos, that there's no mitzvahs kibbutav. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yod Aleph, says you're obligated, and the Mechaber over there paskins like the Rambam. So it's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, which is a machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, if there's a mitzvah of kibbutav by Aviv Rasha. Frecht the Kesef Mishnah, that is Mavur in the Gemara and Bava Kama Tzanik Dalid, that it says that there's a mitzvah if a father steals something, and then he dies, that there's a mitzvah of the children to give it back to the person it belongs to. That why, says the Gemara, because there's a mitzvah of kibud av, that in order that his father shouldn't be nichlam after misasai, so it's mevor that they're obligated to give back the chavis in order to preserve the kavod of their father achar misasai. Fact the Gemara, that if his father stole, so he's a rasha. And if he's a rasha, that there's no mitzvah of kibud av. So we see clearly in the Gemara that if a person's father is a Rasha, then there's no obligation of Kibbutav, and that flies in the face of the Rambam, that says that there is a mitzvah of Kibbutav, afilu by Aviv Rasha. Zokter Mordechai Kabach on Mori Dekateretz, and that is that the din of mitzvahs Kibbutav by Aviv Rasha is only midin the mitzvah sichlis. It's only because of the Priyas Choyv. However, because of the mitzvah of Beidana Lamakom, so a person is not obligated by Aviv Rasha. And therefore, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is La'achar Misa. That la'achar misa, that there is only a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, and there is no mitzvah of priyas chayiv. The mitzvah of priyas chayiv is only when I'm giving it to him, and he accepts it because he's alive. But after misasa, there's no mitzvah of priyas chayiv. There's only a mitzvah of bein adam l'makom, and therefore the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah kibbutav by Aviv Rasha that's only within priyas chayiv, and therefore la'achar misa, so he's actually potter. Nachzor l'inyanenu, so we said that there's a stira between the Rambam and the Gemara, that the Rambam is mavur, like the Pashtos, like the Yad Avram understands the Rambam, that it's mavur that a goy is chayiv in kibud av v'eim, and that flies in the face of our sugya that says clearly that a goy is not muzar in kibud av v'eim. So what's the answer? The answer is that there's tzvei inyanim in kibud av v'eim. There's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, which is a mitzvah sichlis, which a goy is muzar, and there's also a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, that a goy is not muzer. And when the Gemara Bayah says that he's not muzer, what does that mean? It means he's not muzer in the mitzvah of Bein Olam Makom, which is actually what is nischadish in the pasuk. That when it says that he's not muzer, it just means that he's not muzer in the Bein Olam Makom. But whatever is a mitzvah sichlis, that the Gemara never meant to say. That's poshut, that whatever is priyas choyv, it's poshut that a goy is in fact muzer. Okay, the next thing I want to speak about is what the Gemara tells us, that we know that the parsha of Nazirus is not speaking about Goyim from the fact that it speaks about Tumah, and there's no Tumah by Goyim. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that there's no Tumah by Goyim? So it brings three different possibilities. First, it brings the pasuk, V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata, v'nichrusa hanefesh shehi mitoich hakol, b'mish yesh lakol. So the Gemara says that no, that's not a good raya. Maybe the miyot over there is only going on Kares. So the Rishonim speak out, the Rosh, the Perish Rosh on the side, so he says that it doesn't mean that obviously there's no havamina that a goy is going to have kares, that you have to be mayat a goy from kares. A goy never has kares. But rather, what the Gemara means to say is that really it's not an extra word, but rather it's the orcha de milsa of the pasuk to say mitay chakal, and therefore it's not an extra pasuk, but that we have to be mayat goyim from kares. There is a perish over here from Remeir Simcha and the Biskarov that they want to tie in that that's not what the Gemara means, that they want to say that it's coming to be mayat, that if a yid would bring a goy into the Beis HaMikdash, that he wouldn't be chayev kares, but it's not so geshmak in the lashon. Delo michayev is more mashma that's speaking about the goy. Al kol panim, so the Gemara continues that Amar Kra, V'hiza hatar al hatame kol sheyesh lo taira yesh lo tuma kol she'en lo taira ein loy tuma. So the Gemara wants to say that we see from this pasuk v'hiza hatar al hatame that there's a connection, there's a hekesh between tuma and taira, and we see from there that a person that doesn't have taira doesn't have tuma. From where do we know that he doesn't have taira? And that Tosfos Divrei Maskil Amar Kra says that we say v'hayisal adas pnei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nidoch atasi. That from there we learn that there's no hazah, there's no taira by goyim, and therefore there's a hekesh from taira to tuma. So, back to Gemara, that who said, who told you that you can make such a hekesh? Maybe even though they don't have taira, but nevertheless they do have tuma. To which the Gemara answers that we have another pasuk. What's another pasuk that it says v'isha shayitma v'lo yischata? So there's an obvious question here at the Tosis Divrei Maskil Dilma taira hu d'loy havi. So we want to know what changed in the Gemara that. If we thought, at the beginning, we also saw that there's a hekesh, but we said that, who said that there's a hekesh? So what is the Gemara helping us? Why does the second pasuk tell us more strongly that there's a hekesh more than the first pasuk? So Tosfos gives over here two answers, and I want to speak out that there's a very tremendous difference between these two answers as to how to understand what it means that a goy doesn't have tumah. The first answer of Tosfos is very straightforward, that the Gemara means to say that you can't make a hekesh because in the first pasuk there's no extra word. That the pasuk just means to say that you take a tahar person and you sprinkle on a tummy person, and the fact that because there's no extra words, so there's no makom to make a hekesh. Whereas v'isha shar yitma v'lo yischato zok Tosfos, the word yitma is really an extra word. The pasuk didn't need to say yitma; it could have just said v'isha shar lo yischato, and we would understand that we're speaking about a person who's tummy. And because there's an extra word, therefore we can make a drasha. We can make a hekesh. That's the first mahalach in Tosfos. The second mahalach in Tosfos is much more complicated. Zok Tosfos, that the Gemara means to say that we see in the second pasuk something deep. What is that? V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata, that the person that becomes tamei because he didn't get his hazah. What does that mean? That we're speaking about the Torah of the same person that's becoming tamei. Dehainu, that the Torah is makish between the person who's becoming tamei to his sort of taira. Whereas in the other pasuk, v'hi zeh hatar l'tamei, so the taira of the tahor person has nothing to do with the tumah of the tamei person. So the second pasuk tells us that the only time that you can become tamei is if you can come out of your particular tumah. Ebezefek Tosfos on himself, that's good for hazah. The pasuk is speaking about hazah. But what about tefillah? What about different tumahs that don't have hazah, that they only have tefillah? Zok Tosfos, that goyim also don't have tefillah. From where we know the goyim don't have tefillah? Because there's a hekesh from hazah to tefillah, and because there's a hekesh from hazah to tefillah, we say that just like if he can't have hazah, he can't become tamei hazah tuma that needs hazah, so too, if he can't get tefillah, he can't get tuma, and hazah tuma that's going to need tefillah. Now, there's a tremendous difference between the two tebutzim of Tosfos as to why is it that a goy can't become tamei. Dehainu, that according to the first Mahalach and Tosfos, so I would say that the reason why a goy can't become tamei, that the hekesh to taira is only a simen. That we see that a person who is shayach to the parsha of taira, so he's shayach to the parsha of tumah. But it's not the pshat that because he can't become tahor, that's why he can't become tamei, but rather that it's a hekesh ba'alma. But at the end of the day, if you ask me why can't a goy become tamei, kacha, because a goy is not part of the parsha of tumah. Whereas, according to the second mahalach, so it's not kacha that a goy can't become tamei. Be'etzem, it could be that a goy would be able to come tamei. Narvas, that a tumah needs the possibility of coming out of that tumah. And because we find different miyutim, not in the tumah, but in the taira, so we say that because he can't come out of this tumah, so he can't come into the tumah. So once again, according to the first Mahalach, so the Pasuk is telling us that the Goy is not shayach to the Parsha of Tumah, period. That there's no such thing as a Goy becoming Tameh. Whereas according to the second Mahalach in Tosfos, there's nothing wrong with the Goy becoming Tameh. The problem is only that you can only become Tameh if you can come out of that Tumah. So what's going to be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is going to be, what about different Tumahs? So there's an interesting Tosfos Yontif that it says in the Mishnah in Negoyim, in Perek Gimel, so the Mishnah tells us that there's no such thing as Tumas Negoyim by Goyim. And the question is, why not? So the Tosfos Yontif brings from Maharami Rotenburg, that Maharami Rotenburg brings our Gemara, that the Makar, that there's no Tumas Negoyim by Goyim, is because it says in the Gemara Nazir that if you that it says the Goyim don't have Tumah. So if they don't have Tumah, so they don't have Tumas Negoyim. that Mapito, that the Gemara over there is only speaking about Tumas Nes. It says, it's not speaking about Tumas Negoim, it's only speaking about Tumas Nes. So clearly, the Maharam Yerutenberg is learning like the first Mahalach in Taisvis. That the first Mahalach in Taisvis, Tainas, that the Pasuk is just saying a Gili Milsa Biyama. There's a Hekish Ba'alma, just like we theoretically we could have learned from the first Pasuk, V'hiza Hatar Al Atomei, that we see from there that Agoy is not Shaykh to the Parsha of Tumah, Kacha. Just Beli Kesher to the way he's coming out of the Tumah, just Stam Agoy is not Shaykh to the Parsha of Tumah. So therefore, says Maharam Rutenberg, because I hold like the first Teretz in Taisvis, so it doesn't matter what kind of Tumah it is, even if it's Tumas Negoim, even if it has nothing to do with Yischata, even if it's Stam, V'hiza Hatar, doesn't matter what kind of Tahar he is, nevertheless, we learn from here that Agoy is Nismait Legami from the Parsha of Tumah. Whereas, the Taisvis Yantav, he's understanding like the second Teretz of Taisvis, that it's not the Pshat that he's not Shaykh to the Parsha of Tumah. It's the Pshat that if you're not Shaykh to get out of the Parsha of Tumah, then you can't become Tumah in the first place. And therefore, he has a question. Who said that Agoy can't come out of the Parsha of Tumas Negoim? Interestingly, the Taisvis Yantav gives a different option of from where we're Memayet Goyim. He says, because it says in the Parsha of Negoim, Adam, and it says in the Gemara elsewhere that Atem Kriyim Adam Ve'ein Oide Kachavim Kriyim Adam. Akopanim, so the Taisvis Yantav is understanding like the second Mahalach in Taisvis. The Karinara says a very interesting thing. The Karinara, so at the end of Taisvis, that we said the Taisvis learns that there's a miut from Goyim, from Tvila, so he wants to know that Lamaisa, why do we need this miut of Tvila? If Lamaisa, a Goy can never become Tamei, so why did the Torah have to go out of his way to be Mayat Goy from Tvila? Why do we need this Hekish from Tvila to Hazah? So what I don't really understand is that it seems like the Karinari was pushed to him, like the first Teretz of Taisvis, and like the Maharam Rutenberg, that at the end of the day, that the gather of the miot is that a goy can never become Tomei, period. It doesn't matter if he's able to come out of it or not, that it's stam, it's a simen, that a goy is not shayach to Tumah. And therefore he had shver. But Bipshutai, Taisvis isn't shver at all. Because Adrabba, the only reason why a goy can't become Tomei is only because he can't become Tar. But if it wouldn't have been for the Hekish, then we would say that a goy does have the parsha of Tfila, and therefore Azah, Tumah, that is enough Tfila to get out of it, he would be able to become Tomei. The Rambam, in the Helchus Tumas Mes, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yogimo, so he says an interesting Lashon, that it could be that we can be B'dayik from his Lashon. The Rambam says that if a goy touches a mess, so he's not Mekabel Tumah, and he says, L'maze doime, l'behema shenaga b'meis, that when a goy touches a mess, so it's like a behema that's touching a mess, the mashmais of the taste of the Rambam would be, k'tas, that a goy is mufko b'cheftzo from Tumah, which is more matim with the first Mahalach and Taisvis. Akopanim, so we have two Mahalach and Taisvis, that what is the Geder HaMiut, Goyim from Tumah? Is it the Pshat, that Be'etzem a Goy has no Shaychus to Tumah, or is it no? That it's not that Goy has no Shaychus to Tumah, but rather that the only time that a person can become Tameh is if he's able to get out of the Tumah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.